USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says this Easter is a time for Americans to feel hope because we are beating the coronavirus.
Right now we're keeping separation. We're getting rid of the plague. It's a plague on our country like nobody's ever seen. But we're winning the battle. We're winning the war.
On Twitter, he said, "Governors, get your state's testing programs and apparatus perfected. Be ready. Big things are happening. No excuses." Dr. Anthony Fauci with the National Institutes of Health says some of the latest numbers are looking better.
It's, you know, cautious optimism that we are seeing that decrease. And if you look at the patterns of the curves in other countries, once you turn that corner, hopefully we'll see a very sharp decline. And then you can start thinking about how we can keep it that way and prevent it from resurging.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I have a compromised immune system, so I've been taking the 3 veggie and 3 fruit for 2 years, and I have not gotten sick. It's unbelievable. I feel like a normal person. I'm not tired. I don't wake up tired. And it's just amazing to me that there's such a difference.
I don't get sick. Everybody around me got the flu this year. My wife had it. My grandkids got it. And I haven't gotten sick at all. My energy level is better. Body aches and pains, I just don't really have them anymore. The pills are incredible, and they're doing me a world of good. So thank you very much for that.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
In the central Chinese city of Wuhan, where cases of the novel coronavirus were first detected late last year, the mood was one of triumph as residents finally emerged from months of lockdown. But a new wave of infections and new lockdowns may be just over the horizon. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The numbers of COVID-19 cases are beginning to spike again in China, with 99 new coronavirus infections reported yesterday, more than doubling the previous day. However, it's reported that just 2 of the 99 cases were locally transmitted.
The South is tracking tornadoes and storm damage. Meteorologist Tom Sater on Twisters in Louisiana.
Just east of Monroe, it did damage the airport. At least 20 homes have been damaged. We've had reports of a preliminary rake through the area that did show some injuries on I-20 in the Arcadia area. They shut down parts of I-20 because of the debris.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Many restaurants are being forced to think outside the box after being shut down from the coronavirus pandemic. USA Radio Network's John Hunt tells us some of them are even selling groceries.
A new idea is catching on nationwide, with stay-at-home and social distancing orders meant to slow the spread of COVID-19, putting restaurant dining on hold, and now forcing many to close and leaving others barely surviving. From large chains to mom-and-pop eateries, restaurants are increasingly turning to grocery sales. Panera this week launched Panera Grocery, offering breads, bagels, and sweets, but other items such as milk, eggs, and fresh produce that its 2,100 U.S. stores normally use to make meals. Grocery items can be delivered or picked up. And Subway is now selling groceries at 250 stores in 5 states. The National Restaurant Association says the industry has lost over 3 million jobs and $25 billion in sales just since March 1st.
The entire world is struggling with the pandemic. Elizabeth Palmer reports.
The great cities of the world are eerily empty this weekend, from Istanbul to Delhi to Paris. All of them locked down as authorities grapple with ways to control this infection. In Brazil, which now has the highest death toll in the southern hemisphere, they're going for public fumigation in the slums. So are they in the streets of Siberia, with a retrofitted jet engine sprayer.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.